You want to advertise something? What kind of a man sits on the ground like that? Would you get up? What the hell are you? Would you stand up, please? What are you, Turtle Boy or something? Hey, folks, come, $1. Stare at this guy. Why don't you sit right there on the sidewalk? We'll do a little...
Oh, what was
actually,
that?
Actually, sir, would you mind taking that shirt off? Thanks.
All right. Watch them disperse.
Whoa. Yeah. The shower scene that was only in your imagination, and then the shower scene you unfortunately don't need to imagine. There it is. What do you call that? Do you have a special name for it? I mean, you have a name for yourself, but you must have a new name for that.
Tim.
Tim's all right. Big Tim. I'd go with Tim. You know? What were you going to advertise? I should let you advertise something.
Well, I'm not really advertising. We're here.
Oh, well, then we won't spend any more time with you. Thanks so much. No, sit down the way you were, Indian style, on the ground. Why don't you meditate? See if you can't do a little... I bet an out-of-body experience is what you were looking for. I don't blame you. When you get out, stay out. Take some of those plants out and flip that over, will you? Are these important?
Yes. Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. How seriously, don't mess with them.
Really?
Gertens puts them there, I'm pretty sure.
Well, what's it going to hurt?
You heard me. I told him not to.
All right.
What the hell's going on over here? Stop this, man. Excuse me, can I see some ID? I'm talking to you. Sir? Sir, can you hear me? All right, I'm going to say this one more time. Do you have authorization to be as close to this booth as you are? Sir? Sir, don't move. Don't move. Stop right now. I want to ask... Sir, stop. You are on our property now. All right, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to take one step backwards, or that carry a big stick slogan is going to come wanking down on your head.
It's behind you.
Oh, hi.
You weren't talking to me?
No, I was talking to that fellow over there. I didn't just notice you now. What's your name?
What, are you with the police department?
Well, I might be. Right now, I'm still in the academy, but... What's
academy?
Police academy. Well, we have a little school just beyond the midway there, but it's just for state fair work. What brings you here?
State fair?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean right here.
KSTP.
Right. But are you looking for somebody, or...?
Yes.
Anybody I can help you find?
I don't know.
Why don't we start out with a name?
Stan Hubbard.
Mr. Hubbard? You'd like to speak with Mr. Hubbard? Let me just see if I can find him. Hang on a second. Usually he runs the board. Hang on. Mr. Hubbard in there at all? Right now? Nope. We got a sub. Don't tell me. You used to play hockey with him.
I won't tell you.
Okay. All right. You seem agitated, possibly a little angry. You got a beef with Mr. Hubbard? Anything you can talk to us about?
No.
Okay. Security! Security! Sir, you're scaring me. I didn't want to come out here to the fair because of... you ever see the movie Taxi Driver? Whenever I think of a guy shaving his head, not that yours is shaved, but there ain't a hell of a lot there. Whenever I think of a guy going that direction, I think weaponry, gunfire, and it's so easy to take a...
You know, God only made so many perfect heads. The rest he put hair on.
Oh, you old dog. How long have you been using that one? God only made so many perfect heads, the rest he put hair on. You got a good-looking head. I'm with you there. But, I mean, if right now I were God and we could go either direction, bring the hair back or leave it as is, come on, you know where you'd go.
Leave it as is.
Really? Really? Well, what do you want to do now? Know any songs? I like to sing.
You like to stink?
You know, your chances of meeting Mr. Hubbard aren't good right now. Yeah.
Why?
Otherwise, I'd drive you there, but... Well, because... Let's just take a good look. Are you military?
Used to was.
Let me guess. Marines.
Wrong.
Navy.
Yep.
You were on leave, and you told a girl if she wasn't happy with you, you'd shave your head.
That's your story.
Let's sing a song, shall we, sir? What's your favorite? Chris has got a guitar, an old one from long ago. Good night, Irene. Remember that?
Yep.
All right, ready? Okay, well, sir, I'm not going to play ball. I'm going to have to ask you to leave because this is a stage for people who want to have fun, screw around, sing songs, that sort of thing. I think you're dangerous, and I need to see you leave now. I want you out of here right now, pal, and I'm not waiting 5 more seconds. You hear me? 5, 4, 3. Whoa. Security! This is for real now! Travis! It's just crossed the line. You know, there was a time when you could call cop and they'd be here. Remember that when you were a young man? French fry guy, get this man out of here. French fry guy. French fry guy, come here, get this man out of here. It's the best we can do. French fry guy, come here. Come here. Don't take another step toward me. French fry guy, come here. Get this guy away from me. He's angry and he wants to see Mr. Hubbard, and this is exactly why we shouldn't come out to the fair. Come on through. Can you see all right? Oh! Are you okay? Sorry. Here, let me move this plant. There we go. All right. Look at Speed play cop. It's not working any better than with me, Speed. Nice try.
Here it is!
We don't have any. French fry guy, I'll tell you, there'll be a little something in your Christmas stocking if you'll escort this man off the stage. Very nice. Look at that. It's working. All right, sir. Stop by any time. Well, a good humor man. French fry guy. French fry guy, if I could get in there with you and visit with you briefly. I mean, just... All right, how's this going to work? How am I going to... All right, there's not a lot of room in there. Where? No, it doesn't...
That looks illegal, what you just did.
No. You can see this stuff on YouTube. Here, if you could let folks know who you are, where you're from.
My name is Andrea Moreland. I'm from South Maplewood, Minnesota.
No, you're a French fry person. You're supposed to be doing the whole bit. Do the French fry. You know, you're not you, remember?
I get it. Okay. I'm a large cup of fries, a 32-ounce to be exact.
From where?
The fresh French fry stand on 1701 Judson Avenue at the Minnesota State Fair.
All right. Is that a Wozniak deal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I've been wanting to ask for a long time, if it just said French fries and not fresh French fries, would you sell any fewer fries? I mean, who really goes looking for fresh French fries? What does it mean, really, to have fresh French fries?
Well, people do constantly ask us if they're fresh. So I think despite the name, there is still question. But I promise you, they're always fresh.
But what does that mean? What does fresh mean?
It means that we wash them, peel them, cut them, and fry them all on our own, nothing frozen, and they're the best fries you can find.
Oh, so it's kind of homemade. It's a homemade fry deal. Can I push you around, and seriously, this is only coming from the 12-year-old in me, but can I push you around, and if you fell down, you wouldn't get too hurt, would you? Can I just push you around a little bit? I mean, I saw you today, and I thought it would be so doggone fun.
Can I push you around?
Yeah, you can. Well, who's saying no back there? Do you have an agent?
No. That costs too much.
Really? It'll break?
It costs too much.
Okay. Okay.
He doesn't like to have fun.
All right. Well, I tell you something. There was a time in my life where I would listen to you guys. All right, I'm sorry. I just had to do that. I got that out of my system. I don't know where that's from, but I had to do it. Okay, now you can go. I'm sorry. When I was a boy, I wanted to... I'm sorry. Thanks for stopping by. Ladies and gentlemen, French fry person and our security here at the Minnesota State Fair. We got to take a break. We'll be back. Mishki live at the fair, AM 1500 KSTP. Tell Mr. Hubbard we need police out here now. All right. We've had two people who've wanted me dead today. Baldy.
You're on a roll.
And the French fry people.
You're on a roll.
People looking for me. That was one of the weirder moments in my radio career right there. I thought the guy was playing ball until he started to swear. Whenever they start swearing, you know they're not having fun. I have to take a different way out of here today, boys.
Those French fry people are going to get you with a trans fat, Tom.
It's a combination of the expense of the outfit and the fact that the girl in there now has to see a chiropractor.
Be a psychiatrist, too.
Well, you know, the thing is, you don't have a chance to redo it. It's live, you do it. All you can do after is apologize and run.